Hi there, welcome back. It's lesson three, where we're going to be talking about rituals of release, forgiveness, and gratitude. I'm going to give you a ritual in that I have done several times and it's worked for me. But remember how I said in the last lesson, you can do anything during the full moon as long as it resonates with you? You can find all kinds of herbs and minerals and crystals. And if you look up the meanings, whether that be online or in books, that's a wonderful guide for you. But it always has to come down to, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Pine cones fall off the trees. And to me, pine cones mean home, nesting, earth, and grounding. So if I wanted to create an energy spell or a ritual, I might crush up pine cones and use them as protection. I might crush up pine cones and put them in with another few herbs or spices or things that resonate to me to be grounding. And I might use them, whether they're in droplets of water and being put into a jar, whether they're being sprinkled on the top of an envelope, whether they're being sprinkled around the perimeter of my house. I'm not judging. I'm just open to my intuition and to whatever it is that comes to me. Rituals are just that. It is a ritual if you are doing something every single day. So I have baths every single night with Epsom salts. That's a ritual. Brushing your teeth is a ritual. Going over to someone's house at the same time on the same day forever becomes a ritual. Thanksgiving, Christmas dinners, Easter dinners, things that we celebrate are also done in rituals because we are doing the same thing over and over again. Well, it's the same thing when it comes to full moon ceremonies. We call these rituals because it might be something that you do on every single full moon. One of the rituals for me is that I'll take my jewelry or my crystals and I'll bring them outside and I will put them in the moonlight overnight. This is to charge them and to release any negativity. It doesn't mean that I do all crystals every full moon, because let's face it, there's a full moon every 2 weeks, but it does mean that I rotate them and that once a year for the harvest moon, which is typically in September, but this year there was in October 1st, I bring out everything, because the harvest moon is the biggest and the brightest moon, so it's like, pull out the big guns on this night for sure. It's really important when you're doing rituals of release that you also incorporate gratitude. Anything that we want to remove or we want to bring in, we also want to be sure to be grateful for what it is that we already have. So be sure that in your full moon rituals, whether you're writing down a list of things that you're grateful for or whether you're incorporating that into your prayers to God, Spirit, or higher power, just be sure that you talk about your gratitude and that you let your guides and angels and loved ones know on the other side, this is what I want to release and this is what I'm so blessed and so happy to receive. Okay, so here it is. I take a piece of paper, doesn't have to be a big piece of paper, and I like literally like 4x6 is big enough. And on one side I write the name, my name, and on the other side you can write the person that you want to bring more love to or the person that you want to release. The other thing is you don't even have to write a person's name. On one side you could write, I forgive myself, and on the other side you could write, I forgive myself. On one side you could write, I have an amazing, wonderful job. And on the other side you could write, I have an amazing, wonderful job. It's something that you want to bring sweetness to and that you definitely want to bring kindness and love to the situation. So you write on both sides of the piece of paper and then you fold the piece of paper into three. When I'm done folding the piece of paper into three, I will take a wax seal stamp and I will stamp it. But you don't have to do that. You could just draw a heart or a star, something on there to solidify that this is sealed or set in stone. Then I take a small jam jar. And you can use any kind of jar, don't overthink it, doesn't matter where you get it from, as long as it has a screw-on tight lid and a seal. I put my piece of paper in the jam jar and then I pour warm honey on the top of the piece of paper till it's completely covered. I know it might seem like a lot of honey, but I promise you, you want to get as much sweetness and love in this bottle, in this jar, as you can. Then I may sprinkle some cinnamon or I might mix up some rosemary and some cinnamon sticks and crush it down. I might even add a rose quartz. Whatever symbolizes love to me, I put it all in the jar. Then I seal up the jar, and then on top of the jar, I burn a little bit of a pink candle. I burn the bottom of the pink candle just so it will stick to the top of the jar. And then I have this little pink candle, and they're called ritual candles. You can actually find them on Amazon or in some of the metaphysical stores, and they're all different colors, but I like pink because it symbolizes love. So I burn the candle and I stick it to the top, and then every single day when I see that candle and I see that jar sitting on my altar, I burn it a little bit more and a little bit more. And each time I think about sweetness, healing, I think about what's inside the piece of paper. I think about that the fact that I'm bringing love and I'm bringing light into my life. I affirm things like they've already happened, like it has already happened in my mind. I see it that way, I feel it that way, and I connect with it like that. This is a forgiveness or release or a sweetness to life ritual that you could do every full moon. Whatever feels right to you, there's no wrong way, and please feel free to add anything to this spell or ritual that you like. When I'm done with my ceremony, whatever it is that I'm doing, I might do the honey one, and then I may do some papers and burn them and release them. I might write in my journal, play some music, drink a warm tea, and I'll usually have something to eat to ground me. When I'm finished, I do a closing out prayer. I want to be sure that I'm closing and I'm releasing that which no longer serves me. So I make sure that I do a closing down prayer, and I thank God, Spirit, Higher Power for being here with me. I thank them for coming through and for allowing me to release everything that needs to be released. And again, I affirm everything like it's already done. That's the heart of your ritual and the heart of your ceremony. You can expand it and grow it as much as you want, or you can minimalize it and not do any ceremony, and you can just instead do a few other things that might seem a little bit more simple that I'm going to talk about with you in the last lesson.